Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying inner workings, a relationship with God. In this session, we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 6, verses 9 to 11, a question of assurance. Do you have the certainty that you will go to heaven when you die? There's an important underlying question here that we need to answer. And that is, can I lose my salvation? If you think salvation is a cooperative work between you and God, you're in trouble. Because anything you start, you can also mess up. If God saves you, you're saved forever because it depends on Him and not on you. You can know beyond any doubt that you are going to heaven when you die. You can be sure of your salvation. The Bible teaches that a Christian's assurance of salvation rests securely on four pillars of truth. First, assurance is based on the trustworthiness of Scripture. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Throughout the New Testament, God promises to save those who ask. If you come in genuine repentance of sin and trust His promises, Jesus will save you. Assurance of salvation is solidly based on the inerrancy and infallibility of the Word of God. Second, assurance rests on the finished work of Jesus Christ. John chapter 19, verse 30. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, He said, "It is finished." And bowing His head, He gave up His spirit. By those three words, He meant that the atonement for our sins, past, present, and future sins, has been made. His work of redemption is completed, and our sin debt is paid in full. As we trust in Jesus Christ's perfect sacrifice for our sins, the certainty of eternal life fills our hearts. God's grace is greater than your sin. Third, assurance is confirmed by the witness of the Holy Spirit. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24, the second part of the verse. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit whom He has given us. It is the Holy Spirit's ministry to convince our hearts of salvation. No preacher, no parents, and no friend can give us assurance. We can't work it up within ourselves. Only the Holy Spirit Himself can confirm the certainty of eternal life. The Holy Spirit who convicted us, called us, and converted us, He convinces us that we belong to God. And then fourth, assurance is experienced by evidence of a changed life. Ultimately, assurance is confirmed within us as we see God changing us into the image of Jesus Christ. All who have been born again will see evidences of a new life. This inward transformation provides strong evidence of our salvation. What are the evidences of salvation? Well, the book of Hebrews was written to Christians who were in spiritual crisis. The early church was being persecuted by Nero for their religious beliefs. They had many questions about their new faith and were in danger of turning back to Judaism. They were second-guessing their conversion to Christ, their salvation. Look at Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 9. But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. These things are evidences of salvation. How do you know an apple tree from an orange tree or pear tree? You look at their fruit. How do you know a Christian from an unbeliever? By their fruit. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. Jesus said, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?" It is the fruit of Christian behavior that assures of salvation. If you're looking for assurance, look for these four evidences. Your labor for the Savior. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. "For God is not unjust to forget your work." In other words, God is watching. Your good works are evidence of your salvation. Our works do not save us, but they do give witness to our salvation. James chapter 2 verse 14 asks, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him?" The answer is no. And any declaration of faith that does not result in a changed life and good works is false. In fact, James further wrote, "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." James chapter 2, verse 17. Theologian John Calvin wrote, "It is faith alone that justifies, but faith that justifies can never be alone. True saving faith is a faith that works." If you are laboring for the Lord, that is evidence of your salvation. Your love for the saints. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. "For God is not unjust to forget your labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints." The writer is talking about love in action. The kind of love you show to the saints for his sake. The kind of love that comes from faith in Christ. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Jesus says, "Another commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." If you're expressing love toward other Christians, you're showing evidence of salvation. And then your level of service. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, the third part of it. "For God is not unjust to forget" what? "That you have ministered to the saints and do minister." When we become Christians, we give up every right. We become servants. And servanthood is one of the greatest evidences of salvation. Being a Christian places emphasis on giving rather than on getting. Just as Jesus Christ gave himself for us, true Christians desire to give themselves to others. A willingness to serve is an evidence of salvation. And you're lingering on salvation. When Charles Spurgeon was asked how people could know if they were one of the elect, he answered, "If you're worried about it, then you are." If you're concerned about your relationship with Christ, that, by itself, is an evidence that you are saved. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 11, "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end." On these four pillars and these four evidences our salvation rests. These give full assurance of hope regarding our relationship with Jesus Christ, providing unshakable confidence of eternal life. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." You have a great day.